This is an ENN special report. Now reporting.
At 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
I'm one of the greatest broadcasters on planet Earth.
And I know that's hearsay here. It's
not hearsay, it's not heresy. Hearsay.
Now, from the ESPN New York News Desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Hey. Hi. Welcome to ENN on this Tuesday. I'd like to start off by saying good evening to Michael.
It's like, oh, I love the cesspool.
I'd like to say good evening to myself. No, I'm not into cesspool. I don't know if that works, Anthony. I'd like to say good evening to Don if he's around.
My first crush in that way was Dana Plato.
And I'd like to say good evening to our friend, Stephen A.
Stay off the weed!
Thank you, Stephen. Thank you. Michael, how you doing? We have a Mets lineup yet?
Not yet.
Ugh. I'll tell you what, though. I'm waiting for it. Can't wait. Like Bart Scott. Well, there's a lot to talk about in the world of sports. And that's what we do here. We have a sports program, and we talk about sportsy things. So let's start off with the Knicks. The word on the street is, Michael.
Tell me.
That the Knicks are open to the idea of giving Mitchell Robinson an extension prior to the start of the season. This is according to sources. Mark Berman, actually, of the Post.
His quote, sources.
Quote, as well, he has a source that says, right, quote, as long as it's not crazy. According to Berman, league insiders are estimating a potential next contract for Mitchell Robinson could be somewhere in the four-year, $44 million range. Now, Michael, we would be remiss if we didn't mention that series against the Hawks, I imagine you agree, would have been vastly different if they had Mitchell Robinson.
Well, I would agree, but the thing that is problematic and worrisome to me, he doesn't stay healthy. So I think that when he's healthy, I mean, he's a good player. He's a really good player for them, but you know, he's got to stay healthy.
I want to see exactly what these numbers are in terms of games missed, Michael. So you're absolutely right about that. He played 66 in 18-19. He played in 61 games in 19-20, which is what basically everything, right?
19-20? Boy, he's been around a while.
No, 2019-2020.
Oh.
So, real quick, I mean, so he didn't play in 16 his rookie year.
Right.
He played basically all of his second year, and then he only played half of this season.
Right.
So it's kind of, that to me is at that point where it's kind of hard to tell if he's going to be just a problematic dude or if it's a couple of years that were, you know.
That's flawed. A question the Knicks have to answer.
Right. But, I mean, here's the thing is this. He's an athletic big body who would have taken away those constant Trae Young floaters that essentially killed the Knicks in the first round of the playoffs.
Well, you would think, but maybe they would have come up with something else, but you're right.
But in theory, I mean, come on. Work with me here, okay?
I love your theories. I really do. They're really good.
Rookie year, 2.5 blocks a game. Year two, 2 blocks a game. This year, 1.5 a game. It's also gone down half a block every year, if you want to look at it like that.
Rebounds, half a block.
Rebounds, though, 6-4 to 7-0 to 8-1. And just averaging 8 points for his career. But if as he develops, because he's a young guy, only 3 years in the league, you know, if those 8 points and 7 rebounds became 14 points and 10 rebounds with 3 blocks, Michael, that's a key piece. That's something to have. Especially
I have breaking news.
Mets lineup.
Yeah.
I knew it. I knew it was fake breaking news.
No, this is real. I mean, imagine a 7 o'clock start. They get the lineup out at 6:10. Tonight's New York Mets starting lineup is brought to you by Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey. Nimmo in center, Alonso at first, Lindor at short, Baez at second, cleaning up. Conforto in right, Davis at third, McNeil in left, Mazika will catch, bat eighth, McGill is going to pitch and bat ninth. That is tonight's Mets starting lineup against the Giants at Citi Field, brought to you by Tullamore Dew. When it's game time, it's Tully time. Be sure to grab a Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey during tonight's action. Glasses up to enjoying Tullamore Dew responsibly. Feel good
so we'll
about
see what
that out there.
No, that was fantastic.
Thanks.
So we'll see what happens with the Knicks and Mitch Robinson.
Oh, you're calling him Mitch?
I call him Mitch. Sure. Mitchapalooza.
Okay.
Report. This is going to come as a shock, Michael.
Tell me.
Bills wide receiver Cole Beasley is in quarantine after COVID-19 exposure. That's right. Of course, he's one of the most outspoken against the vaccine. And he was considered to be a close contact of a Bills trainer who was tested positive for COVID-19.
I got to tell you what.
Here we go.
If you're going to be an NFL player that is not going to take the vaccine, and this is not a referendum on whether or not you take the vaccine, but I'm telling you, you're in it to win it. You're there to compete. You want the best chance to win. You better be one fine player that there's nobody else like you. I don't know if Cole Beasley falls under that, because this sort of nonsense is going to hurt the Bills. It just is. And when it starts to hurt a team, that's when they'll say, all right, we've had enough. We've had enough. Now, whether you think that's fair or not, that's up to you. You can argue it. I can understand every single point. But the NFL cares about one thing, winning football games. And when it starts to affect how you win a game, they'll get rid of you. And I don't know if Cam Newton is good enough.
Well, I'll tell you what. Beasley might be better off than Cam, except for the fact that Cam plays quarterback. But Beasley last year had 82 receptions, almost 1,000 yards. Now, I don't know what Cole Beasley says, though, and I have no idea where these guys stand on it. If a Josh Allen and Stephon Diggs look at him and go, hey, bud, what are we doing here?
Well, I mean, everybody on the Vikings is doing that with Cousins, and it doesn't move the needle.
Is that true?
I mean, the coach has said it. He won't budge.
I wonder where the Washington football team's vaccine rate is at now. Because it was supposedly from when it was really bad, and Rivera expressed his, or as of a few weeks ago, it was already up to 84%. So they've basically made the turn. But you kind of got to get it to 100 with a football team. I mean, 84 is a lot, but it still could present a problem. Speaking of people who don't want the vaccine, Lamar Jackson said he doubts that the NFL has, quote, figured him out.
Figured who out?
Him. He responded to talk that the league will catch up to him this season. We're going to see, he said, but I doubt it. I strongly doubt it. Supposedly, coaches and teammates have been raving about how sharp Lamar looks after missing the first days of training camp, first 10 days after testing positive for COVID-19. For the second time, by the way.
Hey, by the way, did you see Jerry Jones had a great comment about the vaccine?
What'd he say?
He said, you know, you have the right to make a decision on your own. It is a personal choice. But when I impacts we has to win.
That's right. There's no I in team, Michael.
But there is an ME.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Well, that's awesome.
Looking for more access to the show?
That's right, man.
Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at TMKS ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Washington football team will require face masks while indoors, regardless of vaccination status.
You mean like what's on a helmet?
No.
Oh, okay.
I feel bad that gentleman the other day gave me, Andrew, and Don all football helmets.
Yeah, where are they?
Andrew has mine. It was a lovely gift, but I wasn't going to bring it to Las Vegas with me. Based on what it's like whenever I talk about anything nice that I do, should I not tell you about my thoughts about flying JetBlue Mint?
No, tell us.
Oh, my God. I'm not a first-class flyer my whole life, okay?
No, I never have been.
I didn't get on first class until I was like 40 years old. Okay, hundreds of flights, always been coach. My years and years of middle seat. I've lived the life plenty. During COVID, while traveling, the prices for first class got cheaper, and I started splurging, if you will. And if I was on a business trip, because it's a write-off, Michael, I would upgrade my seat.
Why not?
The second I got my travel for SummerSlam a few months ago, I unfortunately, my WWE deal is not first class, sadly. I made the upgrade myself and was able to get a JetBlue Mint ticket to Vegas. And, you know, Michael, you know what I'm talking about. The North and South first class is whatever. You want the East to West first class.
Right.
That's the real deal, okay?
But I do worry about, because the beauty of JetBlue was that everybody had the same seat. Now, they used to have JetBlue. I haven't been on a plane in over 2 years, but extra legroom, the first five rows, you could pay for that. But I've never heard of JetBlue Mint. Aren't they getting away then from what JetBlue is? There is no class. There's no class system.
Oh, Mint. Then yes, they've gotten away. And let me tell you about the Mint class. It's going to be hard to go back. And I'm going to have to because it's too expensive and they're not on all the flights. But, Michael, full bed. The headphones they give you, okay? They don't give you a little plastic bag with buds in them.
No.
They give you like these things in a leather pouch that are practically Beats by Dre. The woman, the stewardess comes up to me and says, "Sir, thank you for flying JetBlue Mint." I went, no. Thank you. The meal.
First of all, Fred Flintstone, it's flight attendant, stewardess. What's wrong with you?
Yeah, I'm an animal. I'm sorry. The meal, multiple courses, the delicious gelato with a apple crumble. I mean, it was spectacular.
How much did Mint cost? I'm just curious.
I believe in this case, I was able to get it. I paid like another $400 on top of what was already a $300 ticket. So it would have been $700 to Vegas, which is not that bad for this service. And on the way back, it wasn't on my flight. However, there was one the next day, and I saw it was going the day before. It was going for $800, which really is that is a ton of money for a flight. But relative to how nice the service is, it was delightful.
Glad you enjoyed it.
I want this to be the rest of my life. I need to hold on for dear life. This is what motivates me. I go, this is how people are living? People have been doing this their whole lives?
Can I tell you a quick Charlie
Watts
story?
And you need first class. You're a giant.
Yeah, I don't get first class for the wine or I don't even eat. It's just
But you can. But you can't even do coach, can you? Be honest.
I can, but my knees are in my mouth.
And by the way, who wants to sit next to you?
So many people, believe me.
Go ahead.
So Charlie Watts, the longtime drummer of the Stones, passed away.
Yeah.
And somebody just sent out this story. I hope it's true. I'm going to go with it. After Mick Jagger rang up bandmate Charlie Watts during the night and asked, "Where's my drummer?" Watts got out of bed, shaved, dressed in a suit, put on a tie and freshly shined shoes, then went to Jagger's room, punched him in the face and told him, "Don't ever call me your drummer again. You're my bleeping singer."
Wow.
How great is that?
It's a bit over the top, but wow. That's crazy.
I love it.
That's what I'll do if you ever refer to me as your co-host.
No, I don't.
You're my... Oh, thank you. Andy Dalton, that is. He is, in fact, the week one starter for the Bears. It's a fish. I have a quote from Zach Scott on Jacob deGrom.
Tell me.
You interested to hear it?
Yeah.
Zach Scott on what the Mets can learn from Jacob deGrom pitching late in the season if they're out of the race. We'll learn about how he's doing physically. It's important for him to be in a good place going into the offseason.
Somebody who is one of the hosts of the show said something like that earlier. But it's not just it's not just for him to feel good. It's for the Mets to feel good about what they have moving forward. Do you build around them or not, or do you just make them a maybe?
I didn't get to finish my point earlier about the helmet. It was a very kind gift that the gentleman gave us.
I've already hung up my friend's picture.
Where is it? In your living room?
In my workout room.
So the thing is, though, he gave Andrew an Eagles one, really nice, Don a Giants. The Washington football one, it's just a burgundy one with a double zero on it. It's so sad. It was the one thing that made me realize we need some sort of logo. Could we have a W? It's a number. It was a burgundy helmet with a double zero on it. You know what it looks? It looks like it's from a video game that didn't pay for the rights for NFL teams. So it's like, it's the Washington Hawks. And all the players have made up names when you were a kid. And you have to like, oh, I think that's supposed to be so-and-so.
You can't blame the guy. That's a helmet.
Are you eating?
No.
It sounded like you were eating.
Well, you don't know that. You don't have a camera on me.
So Andy Dalton will start over Justin Fields in week one. All right?
I figured that. I mean, what's the rush?
And I think they're playing the Rams. So that's a lot to deal with. So it makes sense.
Well, I mean, you retweeted a picture that Miss Hatton took.
Mm-hmm.
And she looks great.
Thank you.
Okay? So Mike Speaks Loudly Often, who listens to our show a lot, he writes to you, I would hide this from Creepo, meaning me.
That's not nice.
I did. I mean, I'm going to tell you, I did blow it up a little bit because she's got a bare midriff going on.
Wow, you are a creep because you really have to look close to see that.
Oh, it's screaming. Look at my stomach. Don't tell me how to look close.
No, it's not.
Well, then why did I see it?
Again, the aforementioned, you're a creepo.
You think I'm a creepo?
How many times do we have to say it? Yes. Haven't we all made this clear? Hasn't Don made it clear?
I'm not a creepo. You're a creepo. Yeah, there you go. There's your answer.
You have to zoom in on the... You have to blow it up, first of all. You can't look at it as it is just sitting on Twitter. So you have to click the picture to open it. And then when you open it, it's there, but you kind of have to look for it.
No, you don't. It's very apparent. She knew what she was doing. She's a brilliant photographer.
That part's true. Her pictures from Summer Jam are absolutely gorgeous. Go on at Miss Hatton on Instagram and check them out. And lastly, there's going to be an award, rightfully, for the medic who saved Danish player Christian Eriksen and saved his life that day on the pitch in a very, very scary moment earlier this summer. He's the one who conducted the CPR, and he'll receive a UEFA award. That'll do it for ENN on this Tuesday, August 24th.
So the poll that you had put up, no won it by a lot. People don't want even road jerseys on the Yankees to have names.
75-25. Wow.
Yeah, that's a blowout. They call that a blowout in the business.
It really is.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoons starting at 2 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.